This is Ray Hanania, and this is my column commentary podcast. My columns are published each week in newspapers throughout the United States and in the Middle East. I write on American politics and life in Chicagoland every week in the Des Plaines Valley News, the Southwest News Herald, the Regional News, and the Reporter newspapers, as well as online at newsamericanetwork.com and illinoisnewsnetwork.com. I also write a weekly column published every Thursday for the Arab News at www.arabnews.com in Saudi Arabia and Jeddah. And I write news and feature articles for my websites at thearabdailynews.com and thedailyhookah.com. You can reach me anytime to share your opinions, your thoughts, your reactions by emailing me at rghanania@gmail.com. All my columns are archived at thedailyhookah.com. This podcast is available at podbean.com and also for free subscription on iTunes. Thank you for listening. Patlick campaign receives thousands from lawyers who appear before his board. In the race for the Cook County Board of Review, challenger Marty Stack is calling for a moratorium on all campaign and election donations from tax law firms whose lawyers appear before the county's tax review board. And he's criticizing incumbent Dan Patlick for accepting thousands in campaign donations from law firms that appear before the board through his campaign election fund. Originally published in the Des Plaines Valley News, the Regional News, and the Reporter newspapers, November 3, 2016. Cook County Board of Review has a big problem, and Marty Stack wants to change it. It won't be easy, though. Stack is the underdog in the race for the Cook County Board of Review, which is supposed to help taxpayers appeal their property taxes if those taxes are higher than the average tax on the same homes in your community. The innocuously named Board of Review doesn't really help taxpayers at all, but does seem to help tax lawyers make easy profits and board members loads of campaign donations. The system is confusing for many taxpayers, especially seniors. The forms are confusing. The deadlines are confusing. Even if you manage to fill out everything and provide all the legal documents, chances are the board will reject it. But, and this is a big, wealthy, fat check of a but, if a taxpayer hires a tax appeals law firm to complete the forms, your chances of getting your appeal approval increases. Who are these tax law firms? You could go online and spend months researching their names. Or you could go to Patlick's campaign forms at the Illinois State Board of Elections at www.elections.il.gov and read the campaign list of contributions. It reads like a yellow page listing of tax appeal lawyers. Tax firms have made huge contributions to Patlick, boosting his campaign fund to nearly $550,000. Patlick has received $120,000 since July 1, 2016 from only 138 contributors. Wow. He's received $12,500 from political action committees like the Tea Party Liberty Pack, which Patlick's pal, activist Gene Lotus, seems to question. Lotus, a school's activist, wrote a three-page pro-Patlick fluff piece profiling that attacks Stack in a local political newsletter. Attacking Me Too, Lotus asserted Stack overloaded public property with his blue and white campaign signs, but fails to note that Patlick's yellow campaign signs crowd public locations too. Not surprisingly, in the same issue, the publication ran 23 full pages of fine print and costly property foreclosure legal notices, paid advertising from, you guessed it, Cook County. Why do tax lawyers give so much to Cook County officials? The system is skewered in their favor, not in the favor of taxpayers. Tax appeals lawyers keep 50% of the savings they achieve. So let's say they appeal your taxes before Patlick's board, who they've given big fat donation checks, and the appeal is approved. Let's say the tax saved is $2,000. You have to pay the attorney half, or $1,000, right away. but the savings comes off your bill later until the next tax assessment year. Worse, the reduction is not always permanent. After a few years, it's erased and you're forced to go back to the tax lawyer to do it again. All they do is hand in a few completed forms through a complex system to an elected official they seem to know real well. Why else would a tax firm lawyer give a tax board member a $5,000 donation? Marty Stacks wants to prevent tax appeals lawyers from donating to the Board of Review to eliminate this troubling concern. Marty Stack wants to simplify the Board of Review's confusing system so you won't need a lawyer, because now you really do. Marty Stack wants you to fill out one form anytime, no deadlines, and compare your property online to other properties exactly like yours in your community to see if your taxes are higher than the average. You can't do that now, of course. If you could, the lawyers and attorneys would be out of jobs. And if they are out of jobs, they might not donate to the Board of Review. Banning contributions from lawyers and law firms who appear before the Board of Review is essential to a fair system, making it easier for you to challenge your property taxes based on facts rather than cronyism and connections. That's essential too. The only way you can do that is to put someone on the board who cares more about you, the taxpayers, than they do about Dan Patlack. And that person, I believe, is Marty Stack. I'm Ray Hanania. This is Ray Hanania, and this is my column commentary podcast. My columns are published each week in newspapers throughout the United States and in the Middle East. I write on American politics and life in Chicagoland every week in the Des Plaines Valley News, Southwest News Herald, the Regional News, and the Reporter newspapers, as well as online at newsamericanetwork.com and illinoisnewsnetwork.com. I also write a weekly column published every Thursday for the Arab News at www.arabnews.com in Saudi Arabia and Jeddah. And I write news and feature articles for my websites at thearabdailynews.com and thedailyhookah.com. You can reach me anytime to share your opinions, your thoughts, your reactions by emailing me at rghanania@gmail.com. All my columns are archived at thedailyhookah.com. This podcast is available at podbean.com and also for free subscription on iTunes. Thank you for listening.